This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
He's so rich, and yet he's not. He doesn't have a lot of stuff. So it gives us a clue into what he's thought of intangible virtues over material wealth.
Well, you know, when you go to IKEA, that's the idea that you're going to enter into this vast range of potential ideas about what your home could look like. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is a very, very sad story when, you know, it came about that the Swedish founder of the IKEA furniture chain, Ingvar Kamprad, died at the age of 91. And this was announced by the company. And I guess, you know, he's the guy that pioneered flat pack furniture.
Yeah, he was. He was born in 1926 in Småland, founded IKEA at the age of 70. Apparently, he used some money that his dad gave him as a gift for performing well in school. Mm. And he, you know, he worked until the very end of his life. He stayed true to his own motto that most things remain to be done. Although he did eventually step down from the board in 2013. He was 87 at the time. But back to this flat pack furniture thing.
Yeah.
He's reported to have come up with the idea of that after watching an employee remove the legs from a table to fit it into a customer's car.
And boom, that's the idea.
Yeah.
And it makes so much sense because every bit of furniture that we have, we're always thinking, oh gosh, that looks great right here, but how do I bring it back?
Is that what you're thinking?
I'm thinking about it. I mean, apart from the value of it, apart from the design.
Well, one thing that he's also famous for, apparently, is being frugal. I think it was an interview. There was an interview where he said, you know, nothing that I'm wearing now wasn't bought at a flea market. He drove like a 15-year-old Volvo. He's known for traveling by economy class. And we're talking about real billionaire here.
Well, some numbers. It started in 1943. It has now 389 stores worldwide. The company's retail sales totaled 36.4 billion euros. This was in 2016. And, you know, it's become iconic, right, for its affordability and for its picture-based assembly instructions. So we're crossing over to Singapore now. Kristen Reuker is the managing director of IKEA Southeast Asia. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us, Kristen. And in fact, you have worked with Ingvar before. Talk to us about what he meant to you personally.
I actually think that he meant a lot to all of us personally, whether we met him or not. And I've been incredibly lucky that I actually met him a few times in my life. And what does he mean for me personally? I think it's something about simplicity and something about people. Some 15 years ago, I worked in Europe, and the phone rang, and it was Ingvar on the phone. And you can imagine how surprised I was, you know. And he said, hey, look out the window. There's a building over there. Do you think that's for sale? And I said, I have no clue. And he said, it is for sale. Could you look into it? So we looked into it. But 3 days later, he called and said, I'm not interested after all in that building. And I said, so why, Ingvar? Why not interested anymore? I was there the other day. It smells. And that sounds fun, but it's such a good example of super simple. You know, business models, business must be simple. Mm. And what Ingvar meant is, if the building smells, probably the owner is not taking well care of it, don't buy it. So, I mean, his sense of simplicity was in everything he did. And concerning people, you know, I actually also had a little story there. You know, when I got my middle daughter, you know, he came walking into our offices that day. And then, you know, he come all over the world, so that he came into our office just that day was just my luck. And out of the blue, you know, he comes over and they say, congratulations, Dad, and so on, knows who I am, knows my name. Mm. And you must remember, this man meets thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah.
But he always made time for the individual. And I think, again, yeah, simplicity and people, that's really what he stands for me. And that's what we all try to live after in his spirit.
Right. And what was the larger impact that, you know, you think he left on the world of interior design?
Now, I think that his legacy is to create a better everyday life for the many people. That design and a nice home, a wonderful family home, should be available and affordable for everybody, whether you are rich or poor. It shouldn't be something only for certain people. So his legacy is to make a wonderful home available for as many people as at all possible. That's what he stood up for. That was he was living for. And that's what we all to some degree, you know, are going to work for every day.
Yeah. Now, Kristen, the business model by Ingvar has seen such great success. Many companies have tried replicating the model, but it really hasn't worked out for them. Why did IKEA's model take off?
I mean, there is the hardcore facts that volume creates good prices, right? We buy in incredible volumes and we have a global model, you know, irrespective of the franchisee that is taking care of that part of a country or of a part of the world. Volumes creates fantastic prices. So that's, of course, part of the equation. But I still would say that people is the other part. Super passionate people that takes care of the business, that take care of the customers. And without being too many people in the store and so many, too many co-workers in the stores, because it all costs money, right? And at the end of the day, the customers must pay. So I know that sometimes it's difficult to get an IKEA co-worker to come and help, but it is actually to keep costs down so that we can pass on price reductions to the customer. So I would say volume in terms of purchasing power and low prices, and then very passionate people that love the business model, loves the customers and love what they're doing and the difference that we're hopefully all making for our customers in the countries where we are. I think that are the two ingredients for that part, yeah.
Right. And do you think Malaysians know IKEA best for the meatballs and the curry puffs? You know, nowadays they have chicken wings as well. Or do we know the brand better for its impact on living and working spaces?
No, I hope both. I really hope both, because one thing is living spaces and so on. Another thing is just to have a wonderful day out, you know, to have some curry puff and just to enjoy the day out with IKEA. And I hope we'll still for years and years to come be part of the experience.
Well, Kristen, thank you very much for speaking to us and for sharing your wonderful personal reflections on Ingvar Kamprad, the founder of IKEA, who passed away at 91. That was Kristen Reuker, Managing Director of IKEA Southeast Asia. Here's some music by The Counting Crows, Accidentally in Love, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.